The pulpit bully, our topic this week on the Public Square. I'm Wayne Shepherd with Dave Zanotti. But Dave, it's not just in Washington, D.C. we're seeing this phenomenon. It's happening locally as well.
It goes the whole way down, Wayne, to the local Board of Elections. We've got an audio clip on our long format broadcast from a poll worker, a paid poll worker who's been involved in elections for many, many years in Cincinnati, Ohio, who admits on an interview with a local TV station that she voted twice in this last election, and she thinks it was completely legal and that she even voted for other people. And she justifies it by saying that she did it for Mr. Obama and that he would have the right to be president. I'm not making this up.
No,
you can listen
to
the long format broadcast and hear it. This is a vibrant news story. What's the point? In the passage of Judges we've been talking about all week, in those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did as he saw fit. The reason that we love the rule of law around here is not because we love rules. Look, a lot of us are something between pirates and cowboys. You know, rules are not exactly what we go to bed hoping for, or to wake up in the morning looking forward to. The rule of law is one of the ways that we love our neighbor, because God's given us certain inalienable rights that government can't touch. But when your rights collide with my rights, we have to together come up with some rules of agreement, or we're going to be fighting the rest of our lives. Yeah. Well, we inherited a government where that most of that stuff has been settled for a long, long time, and we've been getting along very well. But now people are trying to change the rules without getting agreement. They're just trying to seize power and do whatever is right in their own eyes. And when that starts happening, Wayne, we've got real chaos.
For the longer conversation about this, please log on to APRoundtable.org and listen to the long-form version of The Public Square. Tomorrow, what should we do in response to what we've heard this week? That's tomorrow on The Public Square.